Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Are you superstitious? Do you believe in fairies? Maybe not. But would you interfere with a fairy fort or a hawthorn tree? And what is it that we believe about these ancient sites? Well, I'm joined now by folklorist Shane Lahan, who advises that people, well, we'd better leave well enough alone sometimes when it comes to the fairies, apparently. And there's a long-standing tradition that suggests we don't touch these ancient sites. Good afternoon to you, Shane.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Hi.
And it's great to be talking about fairies today. Delighted.
Listen, you get a little bit of everything on this show. That's the joy of it. Do you believe in fairies?
Well, you know, I don't, to be honest.
Okay.
And I know that's a bit of a not the sentence you want to hear, but I've spent my life talking about fairies and inquiring about them and recording people about fairies and all the fairy lore and traditions we have. And really, it's rather than it being that lovely, you know, pleasant sort of topic of the little, you know, Tinkerbells and fluffy little feathery fairies that we think about in Disneyland, Irish fairies are very, very different. And much of what we know about them is their great sense of malevolence and negativity. And it was an alternative belief system that Irish people had that met maybe the needs they had in a pre-industrial age. So anything that went wrong in the past in people's lives, any negativity that came in, if their crops failed, if their cattle went dry, if it was maybe sickness in the family, it was often put down to the other world's fairy interference. And that's really where they come to in Ireland. Like, our fairies are very different to the Disney fairies. Our fairies are about the same size as you and I. They look much the same as us, except they're invisible to us. We can't see them. And they often are very pale, pale-skinned and so on. And they really only come out on 2 days in the year. One is on the 1st of May on Bjelsna, at the beginning of the summer period. Quite often they interfere with us, and we have what we call changelings, where they come in and they take away someone from this world and leave a Siafra or an older fairy in their place that usually withers away and dies or causes mischief for people. And the other time of the year, of course, is at Samhain, at Halloween, when the window between this world and the other world opens up. So there are points in the year. The good news today is that there are points in the year when the fairies are not about. And we're glad that that's the case.
Because, Shane, when I think of fairies, I think of, you know, the little fairy door in my children's bedrooms, and it's all very sweet and light and, you know, fairies dancing and, you know, all very positive and, you know, childlike. You're painting a slightly darker undercurrent here eerie type fairies.
Yeah, and I'm the same. Listen, I have four little grandchildren, and we have those fairies as well. And I would hate to dismiss that idea for all that those lovely ideas. But in Ireland in the past, really, the fairies were something that was used, as I said, for people to explain what they couldn't explain. For example, something which is quite horrific, for example, is a stroke. When somebody had a stroke in the past, the Irish word for stroke is the word puck she, a fairy stroke. So what actually happens is that when you have somebody maybe who was able to speak, and all of a sudden they one part of their brain is affected and so on, and or maybe they're even paralyzed on one side, or their language is affected, people didn't know what that was, and they felt that the fairies had come along and they had maybe fired a dart at them or fired a thorn into them and so on. And this was the reason for that. So when you couldn't explain it, as we can explain it now medically and so on, mm-hmm. the fairies became the method for explaining the inexplicable to people.
Right. Wow. OK. So the mythology and the history is coming in here strong. Lara Dooley, you're an elder of Loch Crewe and you do guided tours in the area. Do you believe that these are kind of a memory of our ancient kind of mortal ancestors and not fairies?
I think so, yes. I think the problem is a confusion between two Gaelic words, she, S-I-D-H or S-I, father in modern Gaelga, and she, Og. And she are the dwellers of the tombs. The Aeshi are the dwellers of the tombs. So they're not in mortal form. They're actually in spirit form. So, and the same, for that reason, we confuse a fairy with the spirits of the ancestors. And as regards the rats and the hill forts, or the fairy forts, as we tend to call them in Ireland, The people who developed these and the families that lived on them buried their ancestors in the ground in and around the hillfort. So any malevolence that might be felt is not down to fairies from my point of view. You're interfering with the spirits of the ancestors that are buried on the land.
Oh, my goodness.
And from that point of view, you know, the hill fort should not be touched. It's the equivalent in modern times of going in and digging up a graveyard. And, you know, from that point of view, from our culture. And there is a very ancient Irish poem, if I could just give the English version of it for a couple of minutes or 20 seconds. The rat beside the oak grove, it was Bruthers, it was Cahill's, it was Ado's, it was Olive's, it was Conan's, it was Quillian's, and it was Maeldun's. In the rat, each king lived his reign. One by one, they were laid in the clay, but the rat endures. That's an 8th or a 9th century Irish poem explaining what these structures are. So we have Dún Dálaghan, we have Rathmullen, we have Liss MacCaffrey. All of these structures are ancient clan homes. And from that point of view, it's the ancestors and the spirits of the ancestors that we are interfering with. And again, as I said, the confusion comes between the Gaelic word she and the Gaelic word she oh.
And I didn't know those words before, so you're educating us here. You're making us think differently about the fairies and the fairy forts. I can tell you that for nothing.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.